Mouse would also try to understand what she liked.
Rubbish! The mouse shouted. Get on with the business!
This is how the days went past, and whatever Flutterby was doing, it just was not good enough for the mouse. Anyway, Flutterby hardly had time to bathe in the morning dew, or even have some breakfast of rose petals. The mouse told her to eat some of the sunflower petals so she wouldn't waste so much time flying around looking for roses. Flutterby was growing more and more sad. Her beautiful rainbow wings became dull, and flying into the blue sky became so difficult. She was missing the crisp morning air, sitting on a favorite sunflower and sway in the wind, gliding through the warm summer breeze. So one early morning, the mouse was still sleeping. She quietly sneaked out of the nest, trying not to step on a straw that could wake the mouse. She managed it, flew up onto the next sunflower with her last bit of flying energy and started crying. She did not know what to do anymore. Her wings were in such a bad shape, and flying, this is what she loved most, was not possible anymore. She was so tired, so hungry. She tried to nibble a bit from the sunflower petal when suddenly she heard a chirpy voice calling.
Hello, Flutterby. How wonderful to see a Flutterby again. But why are you crying, sweet Flutterby? The sun is rising, the beautiful smell of warm summer air and the fragrance of roses and all other flowers are all around us. But what is wrong with you? Your wings are dull, your cheeks are not rosy. What happened?
I was trying to help the mouse, but I couldn't do anything right for her.
Big teardrops were running down her cheek onto the petals of the sunflowers, dripping slowly to the ground.